Data-driven instruction gives our teachers an opportunity to gauge where students are, their strengths, their weaknesses, to determine what we need to target for individual students that are missing particular areas in the curriculum. An example would be like this is, you know, we take our vehicles to the shop once a month to get the oil checked. And why do we do that? Because we want to make sure our cars keep running. We don't do it once a year. We wait until the end of the year, something's going wrong with the car and it won't run smoothly. Well, that's very similar to what we do with data-driven instruction. Every 4.5 weeks, we have common assessments. And from that data, our teachers break the data down with the principal and the curriculum team as well. We look at where our students are performing really good at, and we celebrate those growths. We celebrate them with parents, with students, teachers, and make a community aspect. And then we look at the areas that students have what we call hot spots. For example, little Johnny may not be doing so well in math for a particular month. He may have some issues with fractions, and that data of the 4.5 common assessments we take will pick that up. And when it picks that up, our team immediately goes to work to determine what Johnny did not get. We're going to reteach those objectives to Johnny. We're going to pull him out 20 minutes a day. We're going to work with him. Parental support is probably one of the backbones of what makes this work. And we make sure that our car's running smoothly, if you will. We want to make sure that every student is successful. And that's your student that scores minimal to your student that scores advanced. Every student is important. Every student can learn. Every student can grow.
Data-driven instruction allows us as teachers to see where students are in their growth. Growth is very important to each individual student and obviously important to the parents. And we can show the parents in our data meetings and based on our data exactly where their specific child is. The student growth is most exciting when you see the confidence that they gain, not only in the classroom but in themselves.
So as we look at the growths and from these students, we reward them for their growth. So every student, whether they score minimal or basic or proficient or advanced, they can be rewarded for this. It's kind of like opening a Christmas present. Every 4.5 weeks, we look at how our students are doing. And we really like celebrating those growths students make. We, you know, I love making those phone calls to parents. Hey, Johnny did great this 9 weeks. I want to inform you of that. I want to tell you some good things you're doing. But we also like to give parents a 1, 2, 3 of what they can do to help little Johnny. You know, I'm a parent myself of a Tupelo student, and I always ask the teacher, and she's great at telling me what I can do to help my child.
Parents feel more comfortable when they know where their students are, and they also that achievement that they see, whether it's a small growth or large growth with their child, they realize that their students are achieving at their own level and that they're making those gains at their own pace. In my experience with teaching over the past 20 years, data-driven instruction, not only does it drive the district to achieve in a certain direction and give us a direction to head to, but it also gives our students their direction.
This data-driven instruction is here. It's something I think that leads Tupelo above the others, that allows us to be the top of what we're doing, because we know every child, we know where every child is, we know where we want every child to go. We're able to share that with the parents and get the community involved, because it's a community aspect. You know, to pull a wagon, it takes a lot of people. So, you know, the more people we have involved, the smoother it goes. And when our kids are successful, our schools are successful, and our city's successful. And that's what I think we're all striving towards.